Welcome to West Lancashire Scouts Austria Alpine News. We are here on a lovely sunny morning. There's again not a cloud in the sky. We're on the campsite. Matthew is with me here. What are you going to do today?
Today we're off to Area 47 Water Park, so have a bit of a rest day. Because a lot of us have done a lot of activities in the past week, so should be a good day. It's a really big water park with lots of things to do. All of us are going, so we're just going to have a chill out day really.
So over the last week, what was your favourite activity?
I'd say my favourite day was doing the Wildspitze, just because it was my first proper experience on a glacier and we got really high, so it was a really good view. That was a good day. I've also enjoyed some Via Ferrata as well, because that's a new experience.
I believe tomorrow, Wednesday, you guys are choosing. You tell the leaders what you want to do. What's on your wish list?
I'd like to do some single pitch climbing tomorrow morning, because I've not done any climbing yet, and there's a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, so not a good day to be on the hill really.
Quite a lot of young people are making plans, and Dan, what has been the overall camping experience so far? So camping with some Explorer Scouts, network members, adult leaders.
It's been great. Everyone's really friendly, so like everyone sort of helps each other out. Everyone gets along. It's really good camping experience.
How are you keeping up with, because you're suddenly cooking for yourself, you're washing, you make breakfast for yourself?
Yeah, it's good. Like, as long as I'm with people I can cook with, and I know people who like the same sort of food as me. But I think the most difficult thing about it is when you've come back off a long day and you've got to cut your tea, and sometimes you just haven't got the energy to, and you just want to go to bed. That's really the hardest bit about going to cook for yourself.
How empowered and valued do you feel on this camp?
Yeah, I feel very valued by everyone really, because you're very independent while you're here. You can, you get to choose what you want to do, where you want to go, what you're eating. So you feel like you sort of a sense of a family between everyone, because everyone's sort of together, everyone helps each other out, and everyone goes on the trips together obviously, so everyone sort of motivates each other, so it's really good, yeah.
And a few days ago I saw you had some problems with your eyes. Has that sort of healed up a bit? What caused that?
Well, I think I burnt the underside of my eyelid, and it caused all my eyes just like sort of water, and it's healed quite well, so they're just a bit tender now, but it's all, the most of the problem's gone, but yeah, it's dead good.
Was it caused by the sun?
I didn't have sunglasses on, which was probably the problem in the first place, but yeah, so I think it was off the glacier.
Yeah, the reflection.
Yeah, the reflection from the snow.
Ben, I believe not too long ago you've been still in Scouts. Yeah. What was the step up into adolescence?
Well, it's a massive difference from Scouts, because you really have to do what you want in Explorers and on trips like this, whereas Scouts you're sort of told what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. The leaders sort of take charge, whereas here you're doing like how you want, and the leaders just kind of join in with you.
How are you coping with the difference?
Oh, well, it's better than Scouts, I think. I like having a bit more independence, being allowed to do what you want rather than being told what to do all the time. So it makes you more independent and like your own person rather than just follow this, follow that.
And suddenly you need to do your own cooking. You need to operate a washing machine. Make sure that you keep your water levels up, your salt levels, because we're sweating a lot. So how are you coping with managing yourself?
I think I'm doing all right. It's a lot to remember. Like sometimes, yeah, as you're doing walks, quite a lot of time you're thinking, right, what am I going to do when I get back? I need to do this. I need to go have a shower. I need to wash. But sometimes it all gets too much. Like I came back from the two-day thing yesterday, and I just really couldn't be bothered cooking. So I just stuck a bit of ravioli in a pan and then had a pizza in the bar because I was really tired.
I think everybody was goosed. I think everybody was really, really knackered.
Yeah.
But it feels good.
Yeah, it was good up there.